Well, today we finally announced Oven, and I'm really relieved because we've been talking about it at VMware for a couple of weeks in December, and then we took a break, and now we've been talking about it for a week or two in January, and it's it always makes me a little nervous to be talking about stuff that's going to be open source behind the scenes. It always seems better to me if you can be as transparent as possible, as early as possible, and now that it's out in the world, we've started getting some questions. So I thought I would try to answer some of those questions today. One of the questions that we're getting that I should have anticipated but kind of surprised me is, what language are we going to write the thing in? So the likely answer on that is that the low-level parts of it, the parts at the bottom of the stack will be in C. And there's a couple of reasons for that. One of them is that, well, I'll be writing a lot of it, and I'm a big advocate of C. C is the language that that I know best. I'm very productive in it. Another reason is that the rest of Open vSwitch is written in C, and it's a language that has really good libraries for working with OpenFlow, for working with OVSDB, and so we're likely to be able to be very productive in that language without having to invent new infrastructure. It'll fit very well with the existing code in Open vSwitch. So obviously, we're going to need integration with Neutron in OpenStack, and as I understand it, that's written entirely in Python. So at some point in the stack there, the code will transition into Python, and we'll have some sort of a interface between layers written in different languages, which is sort of inevitable in software written today. I've been really happy with the reactions to the announcement that we made today. I was really uncertain whether we'd get support or opposition from some of the existing Open vSwitch stakeholders, and I've had nothing but positive responses, so I'm really pleased with that. We have a great Open vSwitch community, and I'd really like Oven to add to that and not to create some sort of controversy. A couple of people have asked me, where's the code? And let me be really clear, although I thought we had been clear enough in the announcement and the architecture, there is no code yet. We're still at the point where we're thinking through the architecture and some of the details. And if you have comments, then I really encourage you to hop on OVS Dev and make those comments, because it's always easiest to have influence over a project when it's really new and it's in the design phase, rather than trying to get those in much later when it's in the implementation phase or even in testing. A couple of people have asked me about timeline. Well, there's no strict timeline, but one of the milestones we'd like to set for ourselves is that we'd like to make a presentation at the OpenStack Summit in Vancouver in May. So by then, we'd like to have something that we can demo, which probably means that we'd have, say, L2 and possibly a few other features in it that are ready to be shown off. Beyond that, it's hard to say. We don't have a strict timeline. A couple of times when I'm talking to people about Oven, I've worried that they think that Oven will suffer from what's called second system syndrome, where the first thing that you build is simple and works, and then the second thing you build, you make it so ambitious that there's no way that you can possibly complete it. Well, you never know with this sort of thing, but my guess is that we've got a good chance of not hitting the second system effect, because in this case, what we're building is based on a tried and true design that we've already used for VMware's NSX platform. It's not exactly the same design, but the outline of the architecture is very similar. We're not doing anything crazy here, and we're going to use the design, refer to the people who built that, and use our own experience with iterating over Open vSwitch many times, and I think that we'll get something implemented that works and works pretty effectively in a fairly short amount of time. I hope that answers some of the questions that you might have about Oven, and if you have more, please send them my way. I can answer things through email, and maybe I'll even respond on the podcast.